Now tell us about your background in education.
Oh, this is my 27th year in education. Started as a middle school teacher, middle school principal, then led a network of schools, and now I am 3 years into leading an education technology company.
Now that is awesome. So tell us, what is Course Mojo?
Course Mojo is an AI-powered teaching assistant that is aligned to the curriculum that schools have chosen. And I think one of the kids often describe things best, as a student said, it's like the handout is talking to me.
Wow.
So for students, Course Mojo is an embedded learning buddy, working with them and often with a partner or in a small group to make the content more interactive, dynamic, and differentiated to meet their needs. And then for teachers, Mojo is a teaching assistant that tells them how every single kid in their class is doing on every single one of their key questions, helps with grading support, helps with insights, can tell them what the most common misconceptions are in their class right now, and suggest discussion questions. And we're building out more and more capacity in response to feedback we're getting from students and teachers.
Now, I saw you on a podcast recently, and you were talking about AI in education, really exciting times. How do you feel like this can help teachers feel less disconnected?
Yeah, it's a great question. With having spent my life as an educator, frankly, I've been an education technology skeptic. I think if any of us as parents and teachers step back, technology has not played a very positive role at this point in the lives of many young people. It's actually contributing to them feeling more disengaged, and we know all the challenges with social media. I am optimistic that the AI generation of ed tech products can be different. In previous generations, we were really constrained to a world of multiple choice. And as we know, sort of passive screen time, and I think that can include clicking through multiple choice questions, can lead to more disengagement. But AI now has the ability to be way more active, conversational, personalized. We can have a conversation with it. It can evaluate open-ended student responses. So I'm hopeful that that will lead to the next generation of products. And I'm also seeing educators lean in to the adoption of AI and to say what they want. And wanting to have classrooms that have a lot of peer collaboration and a lot of discourse. And the AI is powering that as opposed to taking students down a silent solo pathway, which is what has happened in the past.
Now, are there any signs that this is improving test scores?
Yeah. In the case of Course Mojo, as I think one of the most promising products, we are seeing pretty dramatic gains in. We're focused on reading and writing, particularly at the middle school level. And where we're working, we're seeing four times the reading progress when we're comparing very directly students using Mojo to students not using Mojo. And the teacher and student satisfaction is high. So it does make us optimistic that perhaps not surprisingly, when we make the experience more engaging for students, engagement, of course, is a requirement for learning. When it becomes more engaging for students, when teachers are able to be more strategic, that we can really see the benefits in student learning and frankly, student and teacher happiness and enjoyment of the learning experience.
Now, where can people go to get more information on Course Mojo?
Oh, thanks for asking. You can go to www.coursemojo.com.
That is awesome. Is there any other social media out there they can check out?
Not enough. we are very focused on working directly with students and teachers, and are doing that at about 18 districts across the country, and we'll be expanding for next year. And we haven't dialed up the marketing capacity. We're still focused on making the product as amazing as they deserve.
Gotcha. Now, if a parent goes and checks out Course Mojo, what should they do? Should they get in touch with the school board in their local area? What's the best way to turn folks on to Course Mojo?
Yeah, we are working with school districts are our partners, and so that's normally because we're one of the biggest differences between Course Mojo and a lot of other products is that we are powering the curriculum that districts have adopted. So we know, you know, the state and the district have set standards and expectations for what students need to learn and be able to do, and we're trying to embed AI into that to make it even more effective, engaging, and enjoyable, and so that it's in partnership with them. So yeah, it would be about talking to your school district.
Daisha Toll, co-CEO of Course Mojo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.